Hi everyone, welcome back to Sashay Away with Barry. We have done it. This is This is RuPaul's Drag Race All-Star 6, episode 12. It is the grand finale entitled This Is Our Country. I don't know why they didn't title it grand finale, but I guess they want to push this song as much as they can. But guess what? We have a winner. There will be spoilers if you haven't watched the show and don't want to know, don't watch this video, because I am going to announce the winner. I'm not going to do that towards the end, but you will get my feelings along the way. I did watch this episode out at a bar, sort of. I was in and out of it, and then I rewatched it today, which is Friday. And so I just wanted to get the full effect because it was very distracting at the bar. I was out celebrating my 50th birthday yesterday. That is Thursday, September 2nd. So we were at the bar, and then there was the show came on at 8 o'clock. We had already had a lot to drink at that point. I think I may have done 2 shots at that point and did another one during the show as well. Which is why I am also drinking green tea today. I drank a lot of vodka yesterday in my celebrating and had a wonderful time, but I didn't get to really see the show. We kind of really focused on it at the lip sync and at the end, and that was just to see who the winner was, and we were kind of in and out during the episode as to what happened. It was very loud in the bar. There was a drag queen hosting, and she was eating the microphone as much as she could because she was screaming into it. And that is all I will say about that. So I did get to enjoy the show at a bar, which I appreciated, even though I didn't get to really watch it fully. I thank everyone who came to my party and those who stayed till the very end to watch Drag Race with me. We had a really good time. I got home at a reasonable hour. I was home by 10 p.m., which is unheard of when I go to Barracuda normally. So all is good. I could have watched the show again last night. I was drunk. So I just ate some of my birthday cookie and went to bed. But let's get into this finale episode. Again, it is entitled This Is Our Country after this song, which I will talk about as well. But let's share the screen so we can get into some photos. So RuPaul comes into the world. We said goodbye to Trinity. There's not much to say about it. She did great this season. She had a weird run. She had her ups and downs, and also she had ups and downs with her moods and personalities as well. And by the end, you just kind of got tired of it. She was very down on herself. She was very down on the show. Because I think she knew she wasn't making it. And so I think it was almost a defeatist attitude where she just gave up. And we had to say goodbye to her. But she did plug herself and said that she would happily join that Vegas show. She will come back anytime they ask her to, anything they want. She will be there. So get your coins, girl, get your coins. But then we start this episode with RuPaul coming into the workroom in this banana suit with the giant belt buckle, cowboy hat. I guess this is what she's considering her country look. It looks like if you ever had a crocheted like Afghan for the back of your couch, this is the pattern of that. And I guess that is Rue's interpretation of country. I don't know. But the reason she is dressed, decked out in this country gear is because they are going to be writing their own verses to RuPaul's new song, RuPaul and Tanya Tucker's new song, Tanya Tucker, I think she goes by, new song, This Is Our Country, hence the name of the episode. And because Tanya Tucker is involved in this song with RuPaul, we get a little guest cameo from Miss Tanya Tucker. She looks amazing. I don't know if she's had work done probably, but she still looks good. I didn't realize she's only won one Grammy, and it wasn't that long ago that she won it. I'm not sure how she didn't win one for Delta Dawn, which is one of the greatest songs ever. But she's here. She asked, I don't know if this was actually live or if it was recorded, because again, Rue was, she was like talking directly to Rue. only, and then she answered questions from the queens. Excuse me, but it felt like that she knew the questions and was answering them, and they just kind of spliced it all together. I could be completely wrong. I don't know. Maybe she was really there. I don't know. But lovely, lovely guest. And like I said, she is part of the song that we get. We also have Mr. Jamal Sims, also sporting a hat this week. There's been a lot of hats on this season. I've talked about it. They finally stopped somewhat. And now we got a couple more for the finale. I love Jamal Sims. I will say nothing bad about him. He is just a ball of positivity. His energy is so good. He adores these queens, all drag queens. I think he adores all drag queens, not specifically these queens, and wants them to succeed and will do whatever he can to make their dances fit their styles, fit their personalities, fit their capabilities. And yeah, I just can't say enough. I know we had Todrick Hall for a while as a choreographer, and he kind of turned into like the bitchy diva character, which I don't think he really is, but that is what he was portraying on the show, and was actually kind of mean to the queens in that. And again, this is a television show. You shouldn't take it to heart, but he did come off very, very mean and bitchy on the show. And I know that he was at DragCon in New York, and I went to the judges panel that they did, and he said at that point that he would probably not come back to Drag Race because of the fandom, which is very toxic, and we need to just calm down. I try not to say negative. I say my opinions of things, but I don't criticize queens. I don't tell them to kill themselves, for sure. I don't troll them online. I follow most of the queens on Instagram, and that is about it. I don't reach out to the queens. At DragCon, I usually go for the panels only. If there's a queen that I really, really want to meet, I will. Like, I was determined to meet Sasha Velour at DragCon LA the season that she won. She had not won yet, so her lines were not crazy long yet. I see Angina every DragCon I go to. I go to Pandora every DragCon I go to. I will go to Mayhem Miller every DragCon I go to. I mean, I've taken pictures with other queens. Acid Betty, I would go to as well. These are just queens that I appreciate and love. There's usually not long lines for them because they are not the top queens out there. But I'm not waiting in line for 3 hours to take a picture with Trixie Mattel after I buy a $50 t-shirt. No thank you. Like I said, I go for the panels. Anyway, Jamal Sins, I love. We're not talking about anything else but Jamal Sins right now. And he did a great job choreographing these girls. They were having fun. He was having fun. It was very playful. I can't say enough good things about this man. I love him on my television. We get our famous Tic Tac lunches. I don't believe they called it that. Rue just said that they would get a one-on-one with he and Michelle. I know that they had switched this to their podcast. They're not doing their podcast anymore. So we can't do that. So we're back to Tic Tacs. I guess these are Tic Tacs. They are a bowl of red somethings. First up was Eureka. I'm not going to go into what they talked about, but her, there was a couple of queens. I think she and both Ginger said that they came back and wanted to have a good time and have fun and enjoy what they were doing. And to specifically Eureka wanted to give a better version of herself and know that she had. She clearly said, she's like, I'm not perfect. I've made mistakes, but I'm better every day and I'm working on it. And I truly believe that because she was kind of a problematic queen for a while. I think her working on We're Here helped out with that as she was out there with the fandom and the people face to face and seeing other people's troubles and struggles that they go through. I think that really kind of lit a fire. She's also there with Bob and Shangela, who are both queens of color. That was part of her problematic actions several years ago. So that I think also is a great thing because they're out there on the road and they really only have each other in production. And so you really get close to people. And I think that worked in her favor. Speaking of We're Here, just going to jump right in here and say this. If you have Hulu out there, you can watch Drag SOS, which is, to me, the British version of We're Here. I'm sure they get We're Here in the UK, in Great Britain, wherever this is done. This was done. It's a bunch of Manchester queens, starting with Cheddar Gorgeous in Anaphylactic. It is the House of Gorgeous, and they go around to different towns in the UK, and they pick out three queens. The only difference is that they all kind of work with them, whereas on We're Here, it's very one-on-one. Bob has one, Shangela has one, Eureka has one. This, all five of the queens, including a cis female queen, trying to get that correct, which is fantastic. And we are going to get our first one on UK this season. But they go around to towns. They find three people who are willing to do this. The majority of them are not gay men, so I appreciate that there are a number of women. There are some older straight men. There is a rugby player. There is a fitness trainer. So you get all kinds of people doing this. They get into drag. They learn a dance routine. They do a number all together. And it's a great show. It's called Drag SOS. It is on Hulu. I believe it aired in the UK in 2019, but this is the first time I've seen it on Hulu. So I don't know if that is, if it's new there or not, but that is my doorbell ringing. So I'm going to take a moment to go answer it. All right, I am back. That was an Amazon delivery. At 10:09 p.m. I don't know what is going on here in the world, but that's what we get. Let's get back into this. We just finished talking about Eureka and Drag SOS on Hulu. We're here on HBO. Watch it. I know they are filming season two, I believe, right now. So get into all the drag you can. Next, we had Ginger. She also talked about making sure that she was having fun this time and not so focused on the competition, and realizing that having more fun made her excel even more. She's a great drag queen. There's no denying that. Her drag is very, very perfected. They called her out on that, and I don't agree with that. I'd hate when they say that you're too polished and don't have, that is a reality TV thing. That is not a drag thing. That is the reality side of it. They want you to be vulnerable. They want you to have those mishaps because it's better television. And they kind of pull it off to say that if you're too polished, it's boring. Ginger Minja's drag is not boring. It's entertaining. She's a great entertainer. Love it. Kylie Sonique Love talked a little bit about her transition, kissed RuPaul's ass a little, saying how much that she idolized RuPaul and that was being on Drag Race the first time changed her life. Meeting RuPaul in Atlanta was one of the best things she'd ever done. She still carries around her RuPaul signature from the album that she bought. A little ass kissy, but still nice. I love that RuPaul said that she and Michelle are both shocked that Kylie has done so well. I am in that boat too. I thought I was fine with her coming back because I wanted to see how her drag changed. I thought she was middle of the road. I didn't think she was going to make it to the finals at all. I didn't think she would be out like in the first couple weeks, but I thought she could be gone like fifth or sixth and still would have had a great run. So glad she's back. I'm glad she was on the show. My opinion of her changed very quickly on the show as I saw what she had done. There were some decisions that were made about her that I did not agree with. I don't think she won that acting challenge. But I do think she was great all season, pretty much all season. I didn't like her Aerosmith either, I will say that. But I didn't hate it either. I thought it was just safe. I thought, eh, it's fine. I don't love it. I don't hate it. But yeah, I don't think she won that acting challenge at all. I thought she could have won Snatch Game on her own, or at least tied with Ginger Minj. I think if they weren't in the same group, they both would have had the win. And then they would have had to pick between the two of them. But I think that she obviously could have won that. And that would have been a great redemption moment because she did lose. She went home the week of Snatch Game on season two. And this would be a huge turnaround for that. So bravo to Kylie Sonique Love. Oh, we just scanned through all those photos. Let's jump back to Raja O'Hara. I think she dropped the D for some reason. Maybe production told her to, I don't know, because Trinity K. Bonet got to keep her K. So we're just gonna call her Raja O'Hara because that is what they tell us on the screen. I don't remember a lot of what they talked about, honestly. I know that Michelle complimented her on making her outfits and saying how exceptional they were. And so I appreciated that. Raja appreciated it as well. She said, I came correct. And Michelle said, you did. And that's what she wanted to do. So bravo to Raja. She had an amazing season as well. She going into this at the beginning of this episode, the people that I was with at the bar, we all picked who we thought, who we wanted to win and who we thought would win. And we ranked them from top to bottom. My pick was Raja to come in first, Kylie to come in second, Ginger third, and Eureka in fourth. We don't know what that ranking is. It means nothing. But then I also thought that Ginger Minge was going to win, even though I wanted Raja to win, and I placed Ginger Minge third. So there you go. That's what I heard. That's what I said before this episode aired. Miss RuPaul on the runway has her legs out in this little short dress. RuPaul does not do nude illusion well. And I think it's because it never really matches her skin. You can see the little cutout under her arm there, nowhere near her skin. And so I think that is my issue with it. This wig is also kind of crazy. It did look better. It does, this picture is not doing it any favors either, but I don't know if I like this wig. And I don't know if I like this outfit either, but we'll talk about that in Toots and Boots. Then we have our video for This Is Our Country by RuPaul and Tanya Tucker, featuring Eureka, Ginger Minch, Kylie Sonique Love, and Raja O'Hara. See, the D is not there. Eureka also dropped her last name, O'Hara. And this was just the start of the video. I don't think it was really a video. Yeah, I guess it was because they did watch it on a monitor. It wasn't live for sure. But this is just two of the boy dancers starting out in a truck. The premise is that we're in a drive-in and then we get some singing and dancing. This was Miss Eureka. She did have a reveal, which I don't have a picture of. I didn't understand this verse at all. She talked about I was going to say Mary Queen of Scots. She did talk about Mary Queen of Scots. She also talked about Marie Antoinette. And I know she talked about it in the workroom saying that she wanted it to be about how we don't have dictators here in our country and blah, blah. It made zero sense. This look makes zero sense. This wig makes zero sense for a country video. I realize those are supposed to be chaps on her legs. They look awful. I don't like this outfit. I do like the dancers behind her. This is Ginger Minge. I think she has a lovely little country outfit on. I love that she's wearing like these little fake cowboy boots with the heel on them. I think they're very cute. I think she did a lovely job. Was it perfect and great? No, she still made those weird kooky faces that is part of her camp act. And I love camp drag, but it did not work for this to me. She made them during like the chorus when she was with Eureka, and I just thought it was weird. And so I did not appreciate that, but I did like her verse. Kylie Sonique Love had a great verse and a great choreography, and she looks fantastic. She finally caught that fucking bandana, which we saw her drop 5 or 6 times during rehearsals. But this look is fantastic for a country music video. It's kind of that cross between country and pop, which is very, very on trend with this. This wig is gorgeous. Her wigs have been really, really on point this season for the most part. And she did a great job. Great job. Raja D. O'Hara has my favorite look for the video. I love this little two-piece gingham number with the red and blue tulle. The wig, I'm not super crazy about. The boy behind her, I am in love with. He was so sexy. And at one point he did a backflip in the middle and then started grinding on the floor. And I thought I was going to lose my shit. I watched it 3 or 4 times. I'm not going to lie. I like that she rapped because it was an interesting take on this part, putting that in country. I don't like these boots. I just remembering that I don't like the boots because I see them now. They're very dark. And I think that's on purpose from this photo from Wild Presents Plus and Paramount Plus. Because they did not, I did nothing for this outfit. But I thought she was great. Her rap was great. The part of her rap, she talked about that she's proud to be in the part of this country, but this country is not really where it should be for people of color like her. And that they're now, they have to be afraid of cops as well, who are there, supposed to be there to protect and serve them. This was our grand finale. I just have to give a shout out to these 8 male dancers who are all incredible specimens of sexiness. I don't know what else to say about it. They are just gorgeous. Their dancing was fantastic. There is just something about a man in a jean with no shirt on that is turns me on and gets me going. So sexy. I could watch them dance all day long and thoroughly enjoy myself. And that is not a euphemism for jacking off. I would watch it and enjoy it. Thank you. I hated this song. I did not like it. It's a terrible song. Most of them usually are. Sometimes for All Stars, we get really good finale songs. This was not one of them. We went country this season. I don't know if it's because, it's because RuPaul put out a country song. I don't know what she's trying to do with this country song. She's not going to take over the country world. She's not going to get a Grammy for this. I don't know many people that will download this. I certainly am not going to. But if you get a little closer look at these outfits, again, Raja is my favorite. Kylie's second favorite. Kylie's performance was my favorite. Raja's was my second favorite. Eureka, I thought, was the worst dressed and worst, and Ginger Minj looks cute, and hers was fine. It was average to me. And if you'll notice that those are the way I ranked them at the beginning of the episode, Raja, Kylie, Ginger, and Eureka. So there you have it. It's probably all biased based on me, but that is how I felt about this song. But if you do want to download it, you can get it on iTunes. Like I said, I will not be downloading it because I did not enjoy this song. On the runway, our category is All Stars Finale Extravaganza. Eleganza Extravaganza. I never know which way it goes. It's Eleganza Extravaganza. And of course, this is Eureka O'Hara coming out in this kind of Bob Mackie inspired look. I love the headdress and I love the foxtails. I hate this dress. I think it's too much nude illusion. And too much noticeable nude illusion, I should say. I do like the beads around her waist. I think the skirt on this is just way too low. That's my issue with it. It looks like it's not pulled up all the way because it's so low on her hips that I just want it to be a little bit higher. And again, the nude illusion for me is, it's always very hit or miss. I don't like it on RuPaul. Obviously. And I don't like it on this dress for Eureka. Eureka has done nude illusion that really works. This one to me does not. But I love the headdress and I love the foxtails. Ginger Minj. I'm very torn by this because I like the idea of it. But when she walked, this picture is actually really good. But when she walked the runway, it just looked like fabric attached to a bodice. And I was like, it looks sloppy. This picture makes it look 100 times better than I thought it looked on the runway. I do love this wig. I think her makeup is impeccable on this episode. And I don't hate the dress. It's a, when she's face on, it's a very weird shape, but it's meant to be a weird shape. But again, it looked like the fabric was just tacked on. It looks very structured in this picture. So I'm sure it was done really, really well. So I'm very on the fence about this look. Raja D. O'Hara. Oh, did we skip Kylie? No. I hope she's in here. Actually, let me stop sharing for a moment. and go back and open that up again. Because where is she? Okay. We can share again, everyone. She is there. I don't know what you're seeing on the screen right now. But this is Raja G. O'Hara. I put them in not in order. See, there's Kylie. But let's talk about Raja in this purple velvet gown with this gorgeous hair. I think she looks stunning. This is my favorite look on the runway. I think it fits her impeccably. I know she makes all of her own clothes. I love that the slit goes all the way up to show off her leg. And when she turned, you could see a little bit of her butt as well, which, who doesn't mind a little peekaboo of a butt? The hair is great. The makeup is great. The dress is great. This, to me, when she came out, I was like, this is what a winner wears for the runway. Not realizing that they were all going to change for a lip sync later on. Because I was like, this is the gown you want to be crowned in of what everyone has worn so far. Little did I know, there's another lip sync. But this is Raja, my favorite look on the runway. And this is Kylie Sonique Love on the runway. I don't get this look. I mean, I know it's American look, I get it. The fabric as of the skirt, I guess we're gonna call it, again, looks like it's just tacked on there like really poorly. It's like a corset and panties that she just attached. There was some fabric just attached to. The gloves are great, the hair is great, the glasses are great. The actual corset is stunning. But to me, this is not All Stars finale eleganza extravaganza at all. If this was really what you were going to be crowned in, is this what you want to be crowned in? I don't get it. I don't get it at all. It just made no sense to me. Sorry, everyone. We got a visit from Shea Coulee as this crazy futuristic android Autobot. Fembot, I don't know what she is. She said she was in outer space. I felt like I was having a fever dream. I didn't know what was going on. It was weird. But she was just there to give them words of advice and encouragement and blah, 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 blah. And then we're gonna get into a lip sync, which is Lady Gaga, Stupid Love. And we're gonna get to see all four of the queens lip sync. They've got to lip sync by themselves, which is what I appreciate. I wish, no, I don't. I was gonna say, I wish we could watch all of the lip sync, but I don't want to because I don't wanna hear this song four times in a row. I don't really wanna hear any song four times in a row. It's not just this song. But we get snippets of all of it kind of pulled together. This was Eureka's look. This look makes no sense to me. I did watch Untucked, and she said that when you're coming for a crowning, you want to wear an outfit that looks like it deserves a crown, and that's the only piece that's missing from the outfit. So she wore the small hair so that she could put the crown on. She wore this dress to kind of accent the crown. I think this dress is fine. I think it's not right for this song. I think this wig is pretty terrible. I don't love the wig. And I don't love the dress. But I like the dress more than the wig. But her lip sync, she did her usual shtick. She couldn't do her high kick in this dress. That's another reason I'm not sure why she wore this to do a lip sync in when she knew she was going out there to lip sync. I guess that the look with the crown was more important to her than the look for the lip sync. Not my favorite lip sync, my least favorite. Ginger Minj came out in a bodysuit because that's what she's going to lip sync in with these little booties and a gigantic wig. At one point, I thought her wig was falling off, but I don't know. Maybe she just was holding on to it as part of her lip sync, but I thought she was holding on to it to hold it on, but then it seemed to be fine after that. So who knows? It's a cute bodysuit. It's a bodysuit. There's nothing special about it. And I don't like this wig either. To me, it is just a little too big for what we're doing, but I guess it added height to her. Maybe it made her the same size as Eureka. I don't know. Kylie Sonique Love gave us a bit of a reveal with this green jacket over this dress. I don't think this outfit needed this jacket. I know she did it as a reveal, and then she got stuck in it and stumbled and fell and turned it into a somersault and then looked sexy on the stage. She saved it. Literally, the bar went crazy, and everyone said that she won because of that. That she was the win. With that, she's the winner. It was really, really phenomenal. I've never seen anything like that at Drag Race. I'm so glad they kept it in, and it was fantastic. About the green, like I said, the green jacket is lovely. I don't think it's needed for this outfit because this dress is so fantastic. It is so weird and so cool that I don't think she needed the jacket with it. I know that it was, I guess, part of the outfit because she wanted to do that reveal to it, and then she still played with the jacket even though she didn't have it, wasn't wearing it. The wig and makeup are perfection. Raja D. O'Hara. No, I said D. I said I wasn't gonna do it. Raja O'Hara came out in this cover up that I hate. I don't understand this. When I saw it on there, I was like, "What is she wearing?" It doesn't match her hair. It doesn't match her style. She is a dancing diva, and this is not going to let her do that. And then we had to reveal down to this bodysuit with the fringe and the purple heart.
Oh, excuse me again.
The purple heart matches her purple wig, of course. She danced the night away on the stage. The fringe is perfect for the dancing that she did. You can see it in this picture, was flying everywhere. I thought she did a great, great job on this lip sync. So those are our four. At this point, my ranking changed. I had wanted Raja to be first, Kylie to be second, Ginger to be third, and Eureka to be fourth. The only thing that changed for me is that I thought Kylie won this week's episode overall, especially with her lip sync. The way she saved that stumble out of it was just fantastic. I don't know how she did it. Did Raja do a great job? Sure. But I think Kylie just edged her out with the lip sync. There you have it. So I changed my mind. And of course, our winner was Kylie Sonique Love. I was so fucking surprised. I did not think they would give her this win. I am glad they did. This is our first trans winner on Drag Race. She will forever be in the Hall of Fame. She was so excited. And I mean, she was on season two of Drag Race. Season two, everyone. And went home like fourth that season. So God love her. She came back strong, won the season. This is her in her scepter with this. I love this dress so much. I can't emphasize that enough. One of my favorite things is that she bowed to the other queens. Total class, 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 class. That is what you do. She respects the other queens. She loves drag, and I appreciate that because I love drag. But this little token of bowing to them is phenomenal to me. And then she does celebrate her own. This is a gorgeous shot of her at the very last moment, just enjoying it. She raised her scepter up, threw her head back, and had a lovely, lovely, lovely moment. There's your winner, everyone. Kylie Sonique Love entering the Drag Race Hall of Fame as our seventh queen for All Stars 6, because we had a tie for season four, but not really. That's it. Season 6 is done. I'll be back with David and Roger this week to do our toots and boots, of course. If you want to toot and boot these looks, they will be up tomorrow morning. That is Saturday. I'm going to do that before I go out. I'm going to the movies tomorrow, so it'll be in the morning. Look for it around 9-ish, because I'm probably, yeah, look around 9-ish. That's when it's going to be. And you can toot and boot the looks. We're going to toot and boot the performances, the runway, and the lip sync looks, all of them combined. And then Roger, David, and I will recap that when we do our toots and boots for the Drag Fantasy League on either Monday or Tuesday. I have to look at everyone's schedule and see what's happening. Oh no, not Monday. Monday's a holiday. So it won't be till at least Tuesday for that. And possibly later if, we're all just getting back to work and getting busy. You never know what's going to happen. So maybe let's pray for Tuesday. That's all I'm going to say. Pray for Tuesday. Anyway, Toots and Boots are on my Instagram story. I suddenly can't speak. On Instagram, in my Insta story, and that is at Sashay Away with Barry. That is S-A-S-H-A-Y. A-W-A-Y-W-I-T-H-B-A-R-R-Y, Sashay Away with Barry, just like it sounds. And you can toot and boot along with us on those looks. They are revealed on the Toot and Boot episode with David and Roger, or you can go to my website, which is sashayawaywithbarry.com, and they are posted there after we do our Toots and Boots video. So they will be there for you to look at as well. To see the results. Thank you all for going on this journey with me for All Stars. And thank you for sticking around. We made it through another season. UK is coming up. I will be recapping that as well, I believe. I'm not recapping Holland, but I am watching it and I can't recommend it enough. I love, love, love Holland. A big part of that is Fred the host. I didn't think Fred could just like step into RuPaul's place on the US one. And it would be just as good. And I have three favorite queens. One of my favorite queens went home this week, but she got kind of boring. She was a very much a look queen. My friend called her kind of Miss Fame, which kind of was, but her drag was impeccable. She just had like zero personality and couldn't really do anything in the challenges because of that. But she's gorgeous. She's got a long career ahead of her. Her name is The Countess, if you want to look her up. But you should just watch Drag Race Holland and see her. It's in a foreign language. I read along just like everyone else. They have moments where they do speak English and it pops up randomly. So go check it out on Wow Presents Plus here in the United States. And I guess in other countries as well, other than Holland. Who knows? We're also getting Drag Race Canada at some point. I don't know. There's too much Drag Race going on. I'm not complaining. I am happy to watch Drag Race as much as I can. I believe UK is next, starting sometime this month. I'm going to say it's probably going to start in a couple weeks. And I will be doing recaps of that for you to enjoy as well. UK is one of my favorite franchises as well. So I am here to enjoy it. I heard there's some drama with it. I don't know if we're going to get to see that in the show, but they were basically shooting an episode a day because RuPaul had a prior commitment and had to be done by a certain time. So we'll see if that shows in the season. But thank you all for watching and listening. We made it through another season, everyone. We did it. I don't know how we did it. I'm tired. And I'm going to go to bed shortly, but this video is going to get posted first. Please stay safe out there. Get the vaccination if you can. If you're eligible, get your booster. Mine is coming up in October. I should be eligible for it. And I will be getting it. Wear your mask, social distance, whatever you can to stop this Delta variant. I know the Lambda one is out there now too, and they just discovered another new one that I don't know the name of. But we just don't know anything about these. So we've got to protect ourselves and other people. So do your part, do what you can. I can't stress it enough. And I say this in love only. Please take care of yourself and others. Thanks so much. I love you all. Farewell.